So one of the best things about Google Ads is that you can adjust your budget at any time. You're not trapped in with a monthly budget and kind of just waiting for the month to end so you can adjust it. We suggest starting with no less than about $200 per month. For a 30-day month, that would be about $6.67 a day. With this budget, you can start a Google Ad and adjust the budget as needed later.
Hey there, you're listening to the Priority Pursuit Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners and leaders define, maintain, and pursue both their personal and business priorities so they can build lives and businesses that they love. If you've been listening to the show over the last couple months, you know that we firmly believe that the flywheel marketing method is the most effective marketing strategy for small businesses. After all, this is the exact strategy we use to help our small business agency clients see growth of up to 880%. If you aren't familiar with the flywheel marketing method, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to episode 103, which we will be sure to link in the show notes. However, today I have the pleasure of being joined by Maddie, TreeFrog's SEO and research strategist, to discuss a key aspect of the fourth step of the flywheel marketing method, how to use Google Ads as a small business. Maddie, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Now, Maddie, before we dive into all things Google Ads, would you mind introducing yourself and telling us how you serve small businesses in your role at TreeFrog?
My name is Maddie Hollinger, and I'm the SEO and research strategist at TreeFrog Marketing. My job is to help our clients get found on the internet. Whether someone comes to us and already has a website and a web presence, or they're brand new to small business, my focus is to help them show up on Google and other search engines and help them get onto Google's first page of rankings. This way, when people are looking for products and services that our clients offer, their websites can easily be found and their small businesses can grow.
Love it. So basically, guys, Maddie is the other person in the office who is just as SEO obsessed as I am. So we get to hang out and talk SEO stuff on a regular basis. Now, Maddie, from a strategy perspective, if you don't mind, tell us about how Google Ads fits into the flywheel marketing method and why we use Google Ads for most of our small business clients.
Absolutely. So the team has covered the flywheel marketing method in past episodes, which is what we found to be the best marketing strategy for small businesses. You can learn more about this strategy if you want to go back and listen to episode 103. But step four of the flywheel method is promoting your products, services, and content. Step four also includes running social media ads and target email campaigns. But for most small businesses, Google Ads are particularly effective means of promotion. You see, Google Ads are diverse and potentially free. They're an advertising resource for small businesses. With Google Ads, you can show up on a variety of sites like Google Search, thousands of third-party websites. Think about the banners you see when you're on third-party websites. Pretty much any website. There will be one on the top, one on the bottom, one on the side. You'll also show up on YouTube and so much more. Google is kind of everywhere. Google Ads offers more than one type of ad format too. Options include search ads, display, video, shopping, discovery, app, smart, hotel, and Performance Max ads. Each of these offers a different benefit and will display your ads on a variety of platforms in a variety of formats. Knowing what kind of ad will work best for your small business will depend on your goals, but we suggest starting out with a responsive search ad. This will display your ad in Google searches based on keywords. In other words, with a responsive search ad, your website is one of the first to appear in Google results for searches related to your products, services, content, or whatever you choose to promote. For example, let's say you own an auto body shop and you want your website to appear for window tinting in Lafayette, Indiana. With a response search ad, you can make that happen, even if your website doesn't currently rank on the first page of search results organically.
Yes. So yeah, it's like Google Ads is just like this beautiful way to ensure that people can find you on Google, even if you aren't necessarily ranking on the first page organically yet. Okay, Maddie. So like you're making it clear, like so many reasons to run Google Ads, super effective. We'll get into some numbers and some other things later. But if somebody is listening and they're wondering like, I don't know, maybe Google Ads is right for my business, maybe isn't right for my business, what kinds of businesses should consider running Google Ads?
Google Ads can work for literally every small business. That's what's so great about Google. Whether you own or operate a cute boutique, a busy law office, an auto body shop, a photography business, or any other kind of small business, there's probably someone on Google looking for your products and services right now. Nonprofit organizations may also qualify for Google grants. That's free advertising on Google Ads.
So like pretty much everybody, if people ever search for your products or services online, and most people do, yeah, get on Google Ads. And we've talked about this in past episodes, but when somebody needs a local product or service, like 97% of people go look on Google. So yes, guys, Google Ads, this is just one way to really ensure that your information is getting in front of your ideal customers. Okay, Maddie, so it's clear, like, yes, small businesses, they should be using Google Ads, but what should they advertise using Google Ads? Should they advertise their content, products, services, or what exactly? What should they share?
Yeah, Google is such a diverse ad platform that you can advertise almost anything your small business offers. Whether you're service-based, product-based, or a non-for-profit, Google has ad formats that will help you get your small business in front of the right people. To start your Google Ads journey, we suggest starting with an awareness ad. That's something like, what does your small business do? What do you offer your customers? Focus your ad on what you offer and be sure to include those keywords in your ad.
Yes. Okay, so Matt, if someone listening wants to start using Google Ads, what do they need to do to run an effective ad? Like, I guess in other words, like, how the heck do you run a Google ad?
Yeah. So creating a Google ad may sound a little scary to just jump right into, but I promise that you can do it. To get started, here's exactly how to run a Google search ad. First, enter expert mode. I know this may sound scary, but creating your Google Ads account, you need to switch from smart mode to expert mode. I know you may not feel like a Google Ads expert yet, but switching over to expert mode lets you have more control of your Google Ads and helps you avoid wasting your budget on keywords that don't and won't work for your small business. Second, you need to select relevant keywords. Finding keywords that focus on what your small business offers and use those in your first Google ad. Using the right keywords in your Google ads will help you attract customers that are looking for exactly what you're offering. You're getting qualified leads directly to your website with an ad shown on a variety of platforms. To find the best keywords for your Google ads, you'll need to think like your customers. What are they typing into Google to find a small business like yours? Once you have a list of a few keywords and ideas, hop onto Google's keyword planner and enter your keyword ideas. So it'll give you an idea of what people are searching for and how many people are searching for those terms. Ideally, we target keywords that get between 100 and 1,000 searches per month. Now you may be thinking, why only 100 to 1,000 searches per month? Shouldn't I target keywords with more searches? Well, the problem with choosing keywords with higher competition means that you're likely to compete with big companies with even bigger budgets. Your ad, even if it's absolutely amazing, won't be chosen by Google if it's going against giants like Nike or McDonald's or any of those big other Fortune 500 companies. Those 100 to 1,000 searches are your bread and butter. Those are the people looking for exactly what you're offering. Now, this isn't to say you shouldn't ever run ads for keywords with more than 1,000 searches per month. You'll just want to make sure you have the budget to truly compete for those. Once you've found keywords for your Google ad, narrow your list to about 5 to 10 keywords so you see what performs well and what isn't working and what is working for your small business. Another cool thing about Google ads, you can exclude your ad from searches. If there are common keywords or phrases that lead people to your small business's website that aren't things you offer, you can add those terms to your negative keyword list. Google won't display your ads when they're searched for, and that can be really helpful and save your budget. a lot. The other thing is headlines, descriptions, and landing page. So that's going to be your next step in the process. So you have your list of keywords. Now what? Whether you've ever thought about it or not, you've seen Google search ads, right? I mean, just open Google, type in anything you can think of, and you'll see search results that are marked as sponsored. You'll notice that all of these ads include a link, a headline, and a description. As you create your ad, you'll need to determine all three of these links. First, you need to determine where you want your ad to link. In other words, you need to choose a landing page, aka a page on your website. The landing page you choose should match what you've chosen your ad to be about. For example, if you want your ad to be about a youth sports program, you would choose a landing page about that program. You wouldn't select a page about adult sports or personal training. Next, you need to determine your headlines and description. Your headlines and descriptions should tell your target audience what the ad is about. Let's go back to the youth sports program example. One of your keywords could be summer basketball camp. As a headline, you may use something like girls summer basketball camp, and a description could be example sports center, girls summer basketball camp is for 6 to 18-year-old girls focusing on offensive and defensive skills on the court. Register now. In both examples, I was sure to use one of my chosen keywords and give a brief overview of what this small business offers. Ideally, for a Google ad, you want to come up with 5 headlines and 4 descriptions. This way, you can A/B test headlines and descriptions to see what works best and adjust your ad accordingly. Number 4 is broad match keywords. So you've chosen your keywords, right? You set your headlines and your descriptions. What else can you do to help your Google ad succeed? We suggest using broad match keywords. This is an automatic setting for Google Ads, so thankfully, you won't need to go in and adjust anything to start. Broad match keywords are Google's way of helping you get in front of the right people. Google looks at what your chosen keywords are and will interpret other keywords that are very similar to the ones you've chosen, but maybe phrased a little differently. This will help you catch potentially amazing keywords you may have missed in your research. For example, one of your keywords could be best small business podcast. And with a broad match on Google, your ad may display for a keyword search like podcast you should listen to as a small business. Google also lets you adjust your keywords, headlines, description, and budget at any time. So if you find a keyword that is pulling a lot of potential customers to your website, you aren't currently targeting it, you can add it to your keyword list at any time. The same goes for low performing keywords. If a keyword you thought would do amazing isn't pulling people like you thought, then you can pause or stop that keyword anytime. Now, in case you're listening and thinking, this all sounds way too technical for me to handle, and I want to assure you that once you get into the back end of Google Ads and see your options, where to put your headers and descriptions and so much more, you're going to find that running your first Google ad, it's likely easier than you think.
Do you ever get frustrated when you have to wait weeks for your web designer to make a simple change to your website? Is your current website so slow that it's hurting your SEO? Or do you wish designing a web page was easier? If so, you have to try Showit. It's a drag and drop website platform that provides complete creative freedom over the layout and design of your website. So whether you're looking to DIY your site with a Showit template or work with a professional designer, Showit is the perfect web builder for small businesses. As an agency, we build many of our clients' websites with Showit, because it gives our designers the freedom to build strategic, visually on-brand websites rather than being forced to use a specific layout like you are with other website builders. And it comes with robust servers, meaning Showit websites are exceptionally fast, even if you're a photographer with lots of images on your site. And it's easy for our clients to use. While we are always happy to make website changes, things can change fast in small businesses. And sometimes our clients need to be able to easily update a thing or two on their own websites. So we love Showit so much that we want to give you an opportunity
opportunity to try our favorite web builder for free. Whether you like to try Show It or you're already convinced that it's the right web builder for you, visit treefrogmarketing.com/show it to receive 1 free month of Show It. Again, visit treefrogmarketing.com/show it to try Show It for free, and so that you can have a website that is easy to use but works as hard as you do. Many small businesses don't have an effective marketing strategy, and because of this, they try one tactic after another without seeing results. This not only prevents consistent business growth, it makes managing marketing efforts more difficult than it should be. As a marketing agency for small businesses, we understand how frustrating it can be when hard work doesn't deliver the results that you want. Because of this, TreeFrog has developed a proven 4-step marketing system that will help any small business grow. On our website, you can also schedule a 30-minute discovery call to discuss working with TreeFrog to build a marketing strategy that will allow your small business to finally see the growth you've been working so hard to achieve.
The next big thing that no one likes talking about is budget. So let's talk about numbers. Just because you've built an amazing ad doesn't mean it's going to appear on Google. You'll need to set a budget that works with both your small business budget and is still competitive. With Google Ads, your bid budget is set to the maximum amount you're willing to pay for an ad to display. For example, you can set your max bid at $15, but if the second highest bid for that keyword is only $13, you're only paying $13.01. So you're not even hitting that $15. You just got to beat out that number two guy. Google will give you a recommended budget for your ad, but don't let that number scare you. Work with your budget and adjust it accordingly. I know that I've thrown a lot of information at you, and getting started with Google Ads can feel daunting. Our biggest suggestion or rule for working with Google Ads is not to just set it and forget it. Google is dynamic and it's constantly changing. While you don't have to check your ads every day, it is best to check on them at least once a week and definitely throughout the month. This will allow you to adjust your budget and your keywords to target your ideal customers and not spend money on pieces of marketing that aren't working for you and your small business.
So Maddie, I'm so glad you brought up budget, because I think this is a question that a lot of small business owners have. Like, okay, yeah, Google sounds great, but I have zero idea, you know, how much money I should be spending on Google. So how much money should a small business invest in Google advertising? And then too, how often should they be running Google Ads?
Yeah, so one of the best things about Google Ads is that you can adjust your budget at any time. You're not trapped in with a monthly budget and kind of just waiting for the month to end so you can adjust it. Mm-hmm. We suggest starting with no less than about $200 per month. For a 30-day month, that would be about $6.67 a day. With this budget, you can start a Google ad and adjust the budget as needed later. To monitor that performance of your ad copy and your budget, we suggest setting the ad to run for 1 month, then pausing it and making those adjustments.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like, Google ads really are not that expensive. I mean, when you think about, you know, like paying for, I mean, you know, like, back when, you know, billboards and print and all those things were more common, like, it's very inexpensive, especially for as targeted as it is. Because like you said, you're like getting your information in front of people who are actually looking for your products and services. So yes, a truly, truly amazing thing. So Maddie, if someone is listening right now and is just feeling overwhelmed about the thought of running Google ads, what advice would you give them?
I mean, trying something new in marketing is always scary. But with Google Ads, you're working with the most utilized search engine globally. With 8.5 billion users, that's billion with a B. Your Google ad has the potential to be seen by thousands of people looking for exactly what your small business offers. To help you get an idea of how your Google ad could impact your business, let's look at an example of one of our clients' ads. Their ad was focused on a download about starting a podcast. In June of 2023, their ad was seen by 7,520 people, had a click-through rate of 8.10% and a budget of about $600 for the month. Their guide was downloaded 42 times. Now, with that click-through rate, that's 4 times the national average and double their industry's average. 42 leads also may not seem like a huge number, but that's actually only $14.42 per lead. And considering that this client services started about $2,000 per month, that is well worth their investment, even if only a couple of these leads turn into paying clients. Basically, Google Ads places your small business in the most widely used search engine exactly when people are looking for what you offer. Be highly effective in an affordable way to advertise your small business. Now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, or you just don't have time to take on one more thing, know that managing Google Ads is a service that we offer at TreeFrog. If you'd like to learn more, visit treefrogmarketing.com and schedule a discovery call. We'd be more than happy to walk you through this process.
Maddie, thank you so much for sharing all the things today, all the things Google Ads. And just to kind of as a quick recap before we log off, guys, in case you are thinking like, okay, why do I need to run Google Ads? Like, they are highly effective, pretty affordable, and overall just a great investment for small businesses. Maddie, again, thank you so much for joining us today, being my fellow person on the team who is obsessed with all things SEO and breaking down how to use Google Ads as a small business. We obviously love having you on the team, and you've given listeners so much great information today that they can actually act on. So for those listening, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Priority Pursuit. I'm sure Maddie will join us back on the show very soon. If you have enjoyed this episode, we hope you'll take a moment to share it with your small business friends, to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and that you'll subscribe and join us next week for even more marketing, boundary, and priority-driven tactics you can use to build a life and business that you love.